Hi, I'm Cyril Faurepont. I'm a full professor of supply chain management at MBS School of Business. And today I'm going to share one of my latest study published in Journal of Environmental Management. Well, this study debriefing will last in four parts. Part one, the challenge. What net zero matters? Well, as you know, global supply chains nowadays are the backbone of our economy, but they are also responsible for more than 50% of global greenhouse gas emissions. Today, the race is on to reach net zero by 2050. But what does it mean actually for business? It means navigating a perfect storm of new government mandates like carbon taxes and bold corporate pledges from industry giants. The big question we're asking is, how to these policies actually change the way companies operate? Do they truly help the environment? And do they make companies more agile in a changing world? Let's address part two of this presentation, the approach, measuring the invisible. To find out, our research focused on 307 professionals from carbon-intensive industries like manufacturing, energy, and logistics. We use the framework called the Dynamic Capabilities View. Think of it as a three-step process for a company. First, sensing, spotting new climate regulations early. Two, sizing, adopting the right tools to act. And three, transforming, changing operations to stay competitive. We specifically looked at carbon accounting systems, CAS. They aren't just spreadsheets, no. They are sophisticated software like SAP or Oracle that track emissions from the factory floor all the way to the customer's doorstep. Now, part three, what about the findings? Data is the catalyst. Our results were clear. Net zero policies work, but they work best when backed by data. Direct impact. Policies alone lead to a roughly 35% improvement in environmental outcomes, like reduced waste and energy savings. So let's think about the secret ingredient. Carbon accounting acts as a vital bridge. It partially mediates the relationship, meaning it amplifies the power of the policy. Let's talk about adaptability. Companies using this system didn't just go green, they became 24% better at adapting to regulatory shift. Take Tesco, for example. By tracking emissions against a 2015 baseline, they have already cut their footprint significantly. Or Microsoft, which uses its Sustainability Manager tool to hold suppliers accountable across 15 different categories of emissions. To conclude, the implications of this study, a roadmap for the future. So, what does it mean for you? For managers, don't view carbon accounting as a box-ticking exercise for compliance. Use it as a strategic GPS. Example, logistics firms like Kitronic have used real-time data to optimize routes, cutting fuel use by 15%. Action-wise, integrate your carbon data with your daily operations to find hotspots where you can save both money and the planet. For policymakers, to speed up the transition, we need to help the little guys. In terms of support, what does it mean? Governments should provide tax credits or grants to help small businesses adopt these digital tools. In terms of standardization, we need clear global rules so that a ton of carbon measured in India means the same thing in Europe. To conclude, the transition to net zero isn't just an environmental necessity. It's a digital transformation. By measuring what matters, we can build supply chains that are not just cleaner, but smarter and more resilient. Thank you for your attention.